You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates. Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson. We are joined on the phone by MLB.com Pirates reporter Tom Singer, who comes to us from Pirates Spring Training. Tom, thanks for joining us. And just to start things off, talk about kind of the attitude and the expectations of this Pirates team coming off back-to-back playoff appearances.
Well, it's true to the roof, or at least it would be if they had a roof over their head, sure, which they don't. Everybody's really optimistic. They definitely sense that they're ready to build up the success of the last two seasons. The core of the team is pretty much set, which is certainly something unique for this team in recent years. And they're really focused on kind of tricking out some of the margins, you know, working on the bench, a fifth starter, the last arm in a bullpen. But they're pretty much established, you know, stable, and they'll have a tough time waiting through 32 exhibition games to get it going, put it that way.
Tom, you look at this division, could be one of the strongest in baseball. What do the Pirates have to do? What part of that team has to excel for them to get back to the playoffs for a third year in a row?
Well, I would imagine, getting a little bit more production out of the offense, which was kind of creative last season, but overall, was in the middle of the pack as far as scoring runs. They're not going to have a world-class pitching staff, certainly competitive, don't get me wrong, but it's not the kind of staff that can carry a team. So they'll have to get contributions from the offense. But, besides the guys who definitely put themselves on the map for last season, obviously somebody like McCutcheon's been there the whole time. Neil Walker had a career year. You've got at least three guys that can definitely make that big offensive difference. Gregory Polanco, number one. There's no doubt that he'll verify his high potential. He kind of wore down the last couple months last season. Pedro Alvarez, I think, is number two. He's been such a mystery all off season, a huge X factor, but he just looks very tremendous. Physical shape seems to have made the mental adjustments to playing first base. And the third guy is Jung-Ho Kang. I mean, this guy is a real mystery, but I think he could be a real big producer in the infield.
And Tom, I want to elaborate on Kang just a little bit. How has he looked in camp? How is he fitting in with his new teammates? And if you had to guess, what kind of numbers do you think he's going to put up after putting up staggering numbers in Korea last season?
Well, he's fitting extremely well. He made a point of coming here to camp a couple of weeks before he had to come just to get acclimated, get to know the guys. The camaraderie, other than the obvious language barrier, is pretty obvious. He's a very confident young man, and in practice, he's looked tremendous. You have to keep in mind he's hitting off coaches for the most part, but the power definitely has come true. Way too early to project what his 41 home runs in Korea might translate to here, but we haven't seen anything that would suggest that. That what the Pirates thought they were getting is a mirage. I mean, he could be the real deal.
Tom, the biggest loss from last year, Russell Martin no longer with the Pirates up there in Toronto. And the catching situation, you have Cervelli and Stewart, something the Yankees have seen a couple years ago. Now they move over to the Pirates. Cervelli's never been an everyday starter. Does he get that nod to be, to have the chance to catch every day? And how's that situation going to map out?
Well, he's definitely number one. I don't know about every day. If they get 100, 110 games out of him, they'll be overjoyed because, as you mentioned, he's never played a lot, mostly due to injuries that he hasn't been able to avoid. Russell Martin was very critical to this team, no question about it. But my early impression is that Cervelli, once again, if he stays healthy, he brings a pretty identical skill set that Martin was renowned for. Pitch training, pitch blocking, working with the staff, his main priority, not what he does at bat. And basically, high energy guy. Martin was a go-to guy on this team in a lot of different ways. And Cervelli comes off to me as almost a clone of him. Now, we'll have to see how it pans out. But fans have to remember that although Martin was a tremendous influence, had a tremendous productive year last season, when he came over to the Yankees, he came over as a 210 hitter. Now, all the credit to him for remaking himself with the Pirates. But as far as the reputation you bring to the Pirates, I don't know if Cervelli's that far behind Martin.
Tom, is there a sense that the Pirates finally have some stability at the corner infield spots with Josh Harrison presumably taking over at third and Pedro Alvarez moving from third to first base?
Well, ideally, they do. But, I mean, both guys have some baggage. Harrison is a former utility man who found a home at third base. But he did not get to that position on a permanent basis until August. So although I don't think there's much doubt that he can carry it over to a full season just because of the way he approaches the game, he's very confident himself. And, of course, on the other side of the corner, you've got Alvarez, who is an unknown at first base. He started to play there a little bit last season, right before a leg injury knocked him out the last month and a half. So even though he looks very comfortable and in good shape physically and mentally, right now, it's still just a projection. We haven't seen him play there. We'll have to see how that pans out. But, he could be the real difference maker. This club hasn't had a first baseman play more than 110 games at that position since 2008, Adam LaRoche. So that's been a real black hole. And if somebody like Alvarez can fill it and also provide the power that they come to expect from him, that could be a huge difference maker.
Tom, you go into that rotation and you bring two guys back in Liriano and A.J. Burnett. I thought was a great mentor. And once you got him out of New York, did an outstanding job a couple years ago. But I want to talk about Gerrit Cole. You know, last year, 22 starts, 138 innings. How long do the Pirates, let him go? Do you see him going above 200 innings? Does he become that number one guy for the Pirates?
Well, absolutely. He's got the potential to do that. There's no concern at all about his putting any kind of innings limit on him. The reason he only had that 128 last season, he spent two long stretches on the DL. We've had this discussion many times with the management. They think he's a strong, obviously young guy. He's a very good mechanic, so there's no mechanical issues that could lead to any kind of injury if he has 200-plus innings. So that's definitely what they expect out of him. And they're not anointing him as the ace yet because you do have those two veterans. But I think, in the wake of Liriano and Burnett, he could definitely emerge as the ace at some point this season where he's regarded as the number one, which is, that's his destiny.
Tom, we've somehow gone this long without mentioning the name Andrew McCutchen. He is the undisputed face of the franchise, a clubhouse leader. Do you get the sense that he is really settling in more and more to becoming that presence for this team moving forward?
Well, I mean, he obviously already is. Conjecture has already begun. He's got four more years in his contract. But, there's already a lot of conjecture whether the Pirates can keep him beyond that, which is looking way into the future. There's no question that, he's the face of the franchise. He's one of the faces of the National League, and he's I think he's getting more and more productive. It's interesting that MVP 2013 last season had a very comparable season, but I really think that he hasn't even scratched his surface as far as his overall production. We're talking a potential 30-30 guy, the 300 average, 400 on base, 500 plus slugging. And always getting more confident defensively. He had some early defensive issues as far as taking the right angles on balls and throwing with accuracy. I mean, in all facets, your classic five-tool player, and he's sharpening all five of his tools.
Tom, you got a couple guys that they got in the offseason that could be key in the bench. Sean Rodriguez, who could play any position from Tampa Bay. Also, Corey Hart. How's Corey Hart looked? And, I'm sure everybody would like to see him get back to his Brewer days.
He's looked good in practice. It's kind of a bad irony because, obviously, he's had leg injuries the last couple seasons. And sure enough, he was scratched from a squad game because he suffered a cut on one of his legs getting out of a whirlpool. Obviously, it's a very minor thing, but, that injury bugaboo is still, haunting him. But but otherwise, that's a very minor thing. He looks great, cranking the ball with a lot of power, is in good shape. And he can, you know, if his legs stay healthy, I don't know how much playing time he would get because, you know, ideally he would platoon with Alvarez. You know, Alvarez never really platooned too much at third base. He got his sacks against left-handers, did not handle him well. I don't think there's a hope that Alvarez could ever become totally productive against the southpaws. That's why they got Corey Hart, who essentially is penciled in to start against, you know, left-handers. I don't know how much playing time he'll get in the outfield. You know, Polanco gained about 15 pounds. He's a lot longer than he was last season, and he looks like, you know, 150-game guy. So, you know what, Corey Hart, I checked this out. He's been pretty productive as a pinch hitter throughout his career. So he may be one of those guys that when he's not in the lineup against lefties, you know, he's your big home run threat coming off the bench.
And, Tom, in addition to Gregory Polanco, another young guy that had some ups and downs in 2014, Starling Marte. Talk about expectations for him heading into 2015.
Very high. He did have, you know, his last couple of months were very solid. Once he overcame a concussion, there were some issues in his family. His mother-in-law passed away, and you could tell that that really affected him deeply. But once he got past those couple of hurdles, you know, one emotional, one physical, the last couple months of the season, he gave him everything he could, they could probably expect. It's kind of interesting when McCutcheon went on the DL for a couple of weeks. Marte got to play center, which is his original position, and that really kind of lit a fire under him. He enjoyed being back in the middle of things, and his bat really picked up. And then when he moved back to left field, when McCutcheon came back, you know, he kept that. You know, Marte kept that thing going. Once he got. You know, he got ignited. You know, he kept the flame going, you know, throughout September.
Our thanks to Tom Singer, MLB.com Pirates reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Waymire, thanking you for joining us for MLB.com Extras Pittsburgh Pirates.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.